We made it.
It's
Friday.
Did you think we wouldn't make it to Friday?
I don't know. We had different views. You thought this was a quick week. I thought this was one of the slowest weeks of my life.
I don't know why. I mean, I know a lot of things happened this week. And to me, that makes for a faster week. You know what? If you have one of those jobs, like in a shop, and there's no customers all day, you just stare at the clock and you go, oh, I still have 7 hours to go before I can leave. But if there's customers all day, the day is over really quickly. I felt like that all week this week. I'm midway through next week already. How did I do that?
You like working ahead.
I have to.
I put things off to the last possible second.
Yeah, I guess that's the difference. That's the difference right there.
All right. Well, I hope you joined us on the 7:20 a.m. part of our show, because Bill did a great job with the crazy game that you came up with.
I'm going to try to sell that to the Game Show Network.
You should.
Would
Bill,
that be
I'm
fun?
Telling you, yeah. And you should be the host.
All right. I don't know. I'd give it to Wink Martindale, but if he doesn't want it, I'll take it.
Wink is no longer with us.
No, Wink's with us.
I bet Wink? He won't be anymore.
We talked to him. You and I talked to Wink Martindale a couple years ago. He was a very nice man.
That
nicest guy named Wink I ever talked to.
Only guy named Wink
Only
you
guy.
Ever talked to.
Yeah.
But that was super fun. I have no cutoff valve or shutoff valve.
No?
I don't. I wanted to just keep going the whole afternoon.
Do you know when I felt like that? When I was little and the Mouseketeer Club would be on, I think on Channel 9. When they would sing that song, Now It's Time to Say Goodbye to All My Fans, I'd get so sad every day, and I'd go, I don't want to have to wait a whole day. This was in the days before you could tape a show and watch it 1,000 times.
Yeah, no binging back then. Only food. That was the only thing you could binge.
But you know how you'd feel like, I got to wait a whole day before Annette and Cubby and Karen and before these kids come back out? That's too long.
Why was Cubby there? Wasn't he a little old to be
Cubby O'Brien? No, he was one of the younger ones.
Who is the old guy I'm thinking of?
Tommy was one of your older Mouseketeers. Bobby Burgess was one of the older ones.
Quack, 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 quack.
And then there was a guy named Roy.
That's who I'm thinking of.
So Roy was an older man who was a cartoonist for Walt Disney. And in the beginning of the show, when they would go, Mouseketeer roll call off now. And one by one, the Mouseketeers would present themselves with their name. And then you weren't prepared for Roy, but it would be Cubby, Karen, Annette, and he would just go, Roy! And I'd go, who's that guy? He ate the other Mouseketeers.
He was too old to be hanging with them.
He was an older gentleman, but his purpose was, because he was a longtime Disney animator.
I don't care. Then put him somewhere else. He doesn't have to hang with the kids.
And then the host was a man named Jimmy Dodd, who was just as pleasant could be.
I remember Jimmy.
He was a very pleasant man.
Did you really like the show that much?
Yeah, I loved it. But that was when, like, as a kid, I couldn't understand. Like, I was under the belief that life used to be in black and white. Because all the shows that were older shows, like The Lucy Show or Honeymooners. So in my head, I went, well, life must have just been in black and white back then. I didn't put it together that it was just the film process that was in black and white. I thought that stuff was in black and white. And I just realized Wednesday, that's no longer the case. Do you ever see, like, if you ever saw pictures of your grandparents and they were in black and white, and you go, whoa, what was the world like back then in black and white?
I never thought that.
You never thought that?
No, because I still see everything in black and white.
Oh, you do?
I'm void of color.
Oh, that's crazy.
Devoid?
Without.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can we talk about the states with the highest and lowest overall well-being?
So,
these are the happiest states. I'll tell you.
How do they judge this?
I hate to give you the number one.
No, you don't have to. It's better that I not know.
But I know.
Is it a surprise? Whatever the number one is, do you know?
No, you could probably guess it right now.
Hawaii.
Yeah. All right. So,
it's got to be Hawaii.
I'll read this to you. Living in Hawaii isn't easy. The high cost of living, the aging infrastructure, the traffic.
Yeah.
But all that doesn't compare to the positives of waking up in the Aloha State each and every morning, as evidenced by the annual Gallup National Health and Well-Being Index. For a 7th consecutive year, Hawaii has topped the poll. I would like to know, 8 years ago, who was ahead of Hawaii. I suppose I could look that up. Hawaii is the happiest state. Again, the well-being score for 2018 was 64.6. The next happiest state, Wyoming,
I didn't see that coming. I didn't think it'd be Wyoming in number two.
I didn't. Yeah, but that was 64.6, too. I think this is...
Because Wyoming is nothing like Hawaii.
64.2.
Oh, that's
so
quite
here
a
are your highest, your top 10 highest well-being, and then I have the lowest as well.
Yeah.
Because we do what's hot and what's cold.
Yeah.
Thanks to American Weathermaker Heating and Cooling, the 60 Minute Men. You got it, baby. Hawaii well-being index score, very close to Wyoming. I've never been to Wyoming, and I have no desire to go there.
Nothing about Cheyenne reaches out toward you?
Nope.
Nothing?
Alaska is next in the happiest quotient.
Oh, I'm surprised to hear that. Number three, then, is Alaska,
which
is cold, and sometimes it's night there for 8 months in a row without any sunlight.
Is that really true?
No, I exaggerated a little bit, but not by a lot. 7.5 months, no sunlight.
We don't turn the clocks back this weekend, ahead this weekend, do we?
I don't do it anymore. I don't believe in it. It's never helped me. It always makes me either an hour early or an hour late for something, so I'm just not doing it anymore. I'm done with it.
I don't know how you do it. Neither do you. No. I thought that was a fallacy about Alaska. It's supposed to be very green and luscious and beautiful.
I know they have periods where the sun does not show up, where it just stays night for a long time. But it's not 8 months, but it's a long time. But I have to be honest. I've been to Hawaii. I've been very lucky. I've been there 4 times in my life, and I have loved it. I've loved every minute of it. I could not live there.
My friend Vicky lives there, and she loves it. She loves it, Bill.
Does she feel any what they call island fever, where all of a sudden it hits you that it's you're on a very finite piece of land?
She's been out there for, God, like 10, 12 years.
And she's enjoying every minute
of
it.
She loves it.
Doesn't regret the move. She's from here at some point.
She grew up in Brookfield and then lived in Malibu for quite a long time. And
that's
then
a
moved
good
to-
buffer, though, because that kind of gets you ready. Malibu would get you ready to live in Hawaii.
Yeah.
I live in Evanston. That's not a good prep for Hawaii.
No.
You know?
It sure isn't.
It's very different.
Hawaii is beautiful. I just don't feel I could live there because everything is so unbelievably expensive.
Yeah,
you know,
is.
Like a loaf of bread is like probably $20. It really is
things
hideously
expensive.
And that's because, you know, they have to fly things in. They're, you know, it's not the mainland.
Puka shells reasonably priced, I have found.
Unless you're Bobby Brady or Greg or Peter, who would wear them?
Oh, I guess. Yeah, I guess they've kind of come and gone, haven't they? But if you said to me, you can live there. I would choose, this sounds crazy because it's always cold and gray here, but this is more realistic to me.
I would like to try it for a while.
How long would you last?
I don't know. Maybe I'll go hang out with Vicky for however long she'll have me.
The longest I've ever stayed there is 9 days. I could stay longer, but I couldn't live there.
I was ready to come home.
Yeah, isn't that weird?
But if that was your home, you'd be home.
But then where would you look forward to going on vacation?
I don't go on vacation that often.
You know, I always want to know that I'm going someplace vacationing. If I was in Hawaii, I'd go, I'm already here.
Well, then you go to Europe.
Oh, yeah, I guess you could go to
Europe. Or Asia.
Yeah. Yeah, you're part of the way there already. All right.
Or Iceland, where everyone goes now.
Yeah.
That's the new Hawaii.
Everyone's going to Iceland. For like $11.
I know people have gone to $11.75
to go to Iceland.
So you have your highest 10 of happiest places: Hawaii, Wyoming, Alaska. I know I should have done it the other way, but really, you guessed it.
Yeah.
Montana, Utah, Colorado, Vermont, Delaware, South Dakota, North Dakota.
Now, states like Montana and Wyoming are too cowboy for me.
Me too. You'd look stupid in a 10-gallon hat.
There's no way. A 10-gallon baseball cap.
That wouldn't even look dumber.
You'd see Buffalo just staring at me going, wait, what? What is he doing?
Oh, my God.
That guy, something's wrong with that man. It's just too, because I've been out there, and you know that,
yeah.
It's like that's life. Is just, you know.
Yeah, I don't know what you do out there.
There's a hawk flying around, and there's a lot of sand. I don't know.
Utah's pretty cool. Isn't that where Sundance is?
Yeah, there's stuff.
That was pretty, and I don't ski, but it was pretty cool going there.
It's very pretty.
Yeah.
It is very pretty. But
Vermont, I've never been. Delaware.
Vermont's stunning. Oh, yeah. The New England states, fantastic.
The Dakotas, never been. Which one is the...
Is more north? North Dakota. The other one is.
How'd you know
more,
I was going to ask you that?
The other one is way more south. All right. That one is South Dakota.
These are the lowest, the worst places to live. I'll go backwards on that.
Can I take a shot or two? This is horrible, but I think I know some of them. You're going to get Alabama in there.
Yeah.
You're going to get Mississippi in there.
Yeah. I'm not telling you the order now, but yes.
They're all in the top, the worst 10.
The top, the lowest 10. That's what these are. The lowest 10 of happiness-wise.
Yeah.
Any other guesses?
Almost the whole Southern Belt, right? Oklahoma's probably in there.
Yep.
Yeah.
A little closer to home, maybe? Nudge, nudge, wink, wink.
Indiana.
And?
Georgia, Tennessee.
No Georgia.
I'm going to put, well, Florida's tricky because Florida's really three states. You know?
What states?
Florida is...
Confusion?
It's the Orlando part of Florida where it's all theme parks. You have that part of Florida. You have the South Florida that is Miami Beach and West Palm Beach. So you have that part of Florida. And then you have the part of Florida where people just... You'll read a story about a guy who just decided to eat a rake. And you go,
right.
I bet that happened in Florida. Yes, it did.
What part is that?
Most of it. It's really strange. Like when you're driving, if you've driven from Illinois to Florida. All right,
as a kid.
You cross that state line and then you start looking around going, well, now I'm in Florida. Is Disney World close by? Is Miami Beach close by? But you drive like another week and a half before you get to that state.
But you smell those orange blossoms the minute you cross the border.
Yes,
and that really kind of helps.
And the Welcome Center gives you a glass of orange juice.
Really?
Welcome. Yeah.
I don't think they gave us orange juice.
Yeah. You're supposed to get your glass of orange juice. I'd call somebody.
Who do I call?
That Florida orange bird.
I don't have his number. So these are the lowest 10.
I got most of them, didn't I?
But I'm going backwards to the absolute worst.
Oh, okay.
Okay? So
from number 41 through 50.
Yeah. So Indiana.
Yeah. That was, I assumed.
Illinois is next.
Is it really?
Oh, my God, yes.
I didn't think that would make it.
I said a little closer to home, and you said Indiana, and I said closer.
It is home. You live here, too. Oh, that's
that
upsetting.
On the well-being index score.
We're the 42nd saddest state?
This is the overall well-being, and Hawaii is 64.6. That's the well-being index score. And Indiana and Illinois are tied at 60.3. That's the well-being index.
Now I am sad. I wasn't sad, but now I am.
Sorry. There are people worse than us worse off than us in Louisiana.
Yeah, I can see that.
Alabama?
Yep. I mentioned that was one of the ones, isn't it?
Oklahoma?
I mentioned that one.
Tennessee, which bums me out because I will be moving to Nashville someday. I'm guaranteeing that.
I bet there's pockets. I bet there's
I love it there.
Happy pockets.
Happy pockets.
Which is the clown that performed at my fifth birthday party. Boy, what a trick. That guy. Yeah, I get it all too when I think about what Happy Pockets did that day. He was amazing.
Well, Tennessee, again, the well-being index for Hawaii, the top of the list, 64.6. Tennessee's at a 59.5.
Oh, no.
This is the well-being index score. But what's below Tennessee, you ask?
What is below Tennessee?
Mississippi.
Yes.
Kentucky.
Yes.
Arkansas.
Yes.
And the worst of all, the lowest 10 of all states... The lowest one of all states to live in. The well-being index is the lowest at 57.
Yeah.
West Virginia.
Mountain Mama.
Blue Ridge Mountains.
Take me home.
Yeah.
Country roads.
Well, but evidently that's not a place you want to go home to.
I wonder why. Why is it so sad?
I don't know.
There is certainly economic depression, and that's got to be a major factor.
Here's what the things were. Hawaii topped all states in three of the five polled elements. So here are they. Here they are. I'm having trouble talking today. Career, social, and financial well-being.
What would be the top career in West Virginia? What do you think it would be? I don't know what they're.
I don't know what they export.
I don't know what they make there.
Do they make syrup there too?
No. No syrup. They don't even sell syrup there.
I don't have any idea.
The pancake business has gone belly up because there's no syrup to be found in West Virginia. The mines closed back in the 40s, the syrup mines.
Career, social, financial well-being. Those are three categories that Hawaii kicks butt in. And the other two are community and physical.
Yeah.
Like physical happiness.
How people. Yeah.
Like your state of health.
Yeah. They smoke.
Mm, yeah.
West Virginia.
Do you think they do?
That's a big smoking state. I don't know.
Career, social, financial, community, and physical.
I wonder if they have to go outside the state to smoke. Like if, you know how at an office building you see a bunch of people standing outside? If you go not to West Virginia, but to neighboring Virginia, are there a bunch of people right on the border all smoking a Tarentin? I wonder.
I bet. That is the weirdest thing when you go by a medical building and you see all the people.
I know.
I've been going to physical therapy. I've had back issues. This woman's awesome. And as I'm walking in, I walk through a group of like four guys that are out
all
there
smoking.
And she says she like makes fun of them all the time. She's like,
really?
Hey, you guys, really? But in a nice way, they have a good rapport going. But she's like, it's just weird to see people out there smoking.
Yeah.
It is weird to see that in a medical building. There are still doctors that smoke.
Why aren't there other bad habits that bring that on? Like, why aren't, like, if you're walking by a building entrance and you see guys smoking, why aren't there a group of three or four people just standing there spitting or just rubbing their nose with their hands? You know that thing?
I think gross yet accurate.
I did it for 3D. It's for 3D. But why is smoking the one that people just, they just go, yeah, well, those guys smoke, so there's a place where they can go and smoke.
Because I bet there are
people.
You
don't just see people burping, like a bunch of people just standing in a circle. What's with you guys?
That's our habit. I bet people do that, but they don't stand in a group to do it. They just do it when they want to do
it. The smokers have organized. They have a place that they can meet and share their habit.
Yeah, but you could.
Other people should do that.
You could burp right in your own chair right now and no one would know.
I wouldn't do that.
You could rub your nose, but a smoker can't just light up. They got to go outside.
I guess. I just think that the other bad habits should all organize and put groups together. It'd be better.
You'd never go in a building. You'd have to walk through the cloud of past gas and smokes.
Right. Right.
And belches.
Make sure you're in the right group, too. You don't want to be with the wrong people. Wouldn't that be horrible?
All right. Well, those are the happiest states. And
the saddest states.
And we're the second.
West Virginia.
Yeah.
They should sponsor us. They should have West Virginia Tourism.
No, but I'm really going to get bummed if all of a sudden there's some advertisement going, you know, you don't like living in Illinois because of the taxes, move to West Virginia.
West Virginia.
Then I know we're in trouble.
Right, right, absolutely. All right, we'll take a break, and then Eric Rung will join us. He'll give us the news, and then there's more of us, Bill and Wendy, right here on WGN.
We're rocking into the night.
Yeah!
Well, Jerry Nunn will be rocking into the night and the month. Jerry Nunn, you can find him at nunnontherun.com.
Yes.
N-U-N-N.
N-U-N-N.
All right, it's March 1st. Lots of things are happening here in Chicago.
A lot. It's overwhelming.
Tell us in alphabetical order, Jerry.
Oh, gosh. Well,
start with ABBA. Is ABBA coming to Chicago?
You always love ABBA.
I do enjoy ABBA.
Well, first off, let's talk about lunch, because we got some pizza brought in from Bartoli's.
And when you bring in pizza, like a lot of people say, you know what, I'll bring in pizza, and then they bring a pizza. I'm counting six. Did you bring in five or six pizzas?
Yeah, they went all out.
Wow. Three are deep, so that counts as two apiece.
That's filling, yes. Well, what happened was I was bartending at a Pizza Day event, and Bartoli's won the pizza contest. And I was like, oh, you have to bring it in for my segment. So then they came in.
Well thought out, Jerry. Bartoli's makes an incredibly good pizza.
Really good. They're at the corner of Damon and Addison at 1955 West Addison. Bartoli's is named after the founder of Gino's East, which I did not know.
I didn't know that either.
And so this is the grandson that owns this place. And
so they
really
broke
well.
Away from Gino's East at some point.
It's his own thing.
That happens.
I'm half Italian, and that happens a lot. My grandmother had six sisters. They all had their own spaghetti sauce, and they wouldn't share with each other their secret ingredient. Mm-hmm. A lot of times, Italians have that little rivalry, and a lot of pizza places split off, and that's how we get new pizza places. It happens a lot.
Did your aunts have a pasta fight like the Smith sisters
no,
doing the commercial?
No, I wish they would have.
I picture that. But an old-timey, like, grainy black and white footage of them throwing pasta.
Oh, and that's really sped up?
Yes. Yeah, that'd be good.
And President Calvin Coolidge is trying to break them up, but they will not be stopped. That's what just
this guy has his own sauce, so yeah, it has his own special secret recipe.
Because my grandma used whiskey. That was her secret ingredient.
Did she really?
Yeah, just a little bit to flavor it. Most of her sisters used the red wine for their spaghetti sauce. And my grandma used, Auntie Celia used too much cinnamon in my opinion. It was a very cinnamony sauce.
My sister used cinnamon.
A little is fine. I mean, all these different flavorings, but really, Aunt Cecilia's sauce was very, very cinnamony.
That sounds good to me.
Sounds like a dessert.
A little too much.
Oh man, my sister makes this lasagna with the cinnamon red sauce. That is, I mean, knock your socks off. I mean,
is it like a cinnamon red hot? Like that cinnamony? Those candies?
No, it's
the
just
red
a
hot
hint
things?
Of the cinnamon.
Oh, okay,
and it's unexpected. Need. Yes, yeah. Very unexpected, good. But it's good.
Jerry, you brought in both the deep dish and the thick.
Yes,
the big and the small with the pizzas. Is there a preference for you, or you like them both?
I like deep dish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't you find there are times you're in the mood for one, and then other times you go, no, I'll go with the thinner one today.
True. Yeah. But the deep dish is a lot of bread, so you gotta look Wendy's
going
in.
Well, thank you guys for this delicious pizza. And where, if people are not here in the studio having some that you brought in, how do they get this? It's sold where?
At Bertoli's. This is 1955 West Addison.
So good.
So very good. So as far as March happenings, we have a lot. Okay, with the holidays are coming back. We have
what holidays?
Well, we have Mardi Gras,
spring break,
St. Patrick's Day,
and St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, it's March.
So I have a lot of stuff like that.
Is that why you're wearing green? God, I put it all together so slowly.
Yeah, they're gonna do the. You're gonna have a great view here in the studio of
the river.
Yeah, so that's dying green on March 16th at 9 a.m. This is the 64th annual St. Patrick's Day parade downtown. So, big thing. I didn't realize there were so many parades. I mean, they're all over the place.
I thought it was just south side and downtown, but different villages have them too, huh?
Yeah, they're doing, there's one on the northwest side, you know, all different kind of things.
Do we know who, Jerry, are the grand marshals of these parades? Is that information been given out?
And Terry Hancock is the grand marshal. He's the president of the Teamsters Joint Council. So it's a Teamster kind of grand marshal. So yeah, so he's doing that.
At which parade?
He's actually doing more than one, but he's at the big one, the south side.
He will be the grand marshal.
Yeah, and the theme is the music of Ireland.
Oh.
So.
Boy, they went out on a limb.
Yeah, that should be the theme every year, I think.
Right?
This is going to get a lot of controversy, Jerry. We're ready for this.
Depending on who gets picked, is it you too? Or
Haven't there been controversies, though? Like, sometimes they'll name a Miss Irish parade, and then they'll find out that that girl is not Irish, and people will get upset. That has happened in the past.
Well, I don't blame them.
Yeah.
Right. So you don't have a Puerto Rican Day parade, and it's not Puerto Rican.
Oh, I guess. All right.
That would be bad. Okay.
I just think everyone should have a fair chance.
Yeah.
That's what I...
As far as my gay parade, they're not always gay, so...
Oh, is that true?
Yeah, that's...
Really?
Could be a problem.
Interesting.
Yeah, they had a real housewife, like a Bravo housewife one year.
And how did people...
Why? Maybe she was a lesbian.
Oh.
She might have been.
All right.
Maybe bisexual.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Do you remember years ago they did the gay games here in Chicago?
Yes.
And people complained because people wanted to participate who were not gay, and they were not sure how to handle that. For instance, I was working at another station, and there was a tennis event, and they said, would you like to represent the station? And I go, yeah, I'm not gay, but it would be fun to play.
Mm-hmm.
And then they were like, oh, well, we were kind of hoping that everyone who participated was gay.
Oh, so, really?
Yeah.
So the Windy City Times, who I write for regularly, she, the person Tracy Bain, like, was one of the people, organizers and all that. So she probably had a lot of say in all that, and I don't really know all the whole controversy.
I don't remember who the names were involved, but we ended up, the station sponsored somebody who participated and won in a bodybuilding contest. It was a girl, and the crowd was not happy with her.
Oh,
why?
Because she was not gay. We talked about it on the air. She was not gay, and they felt that whoever was participating should have been.
Right. Well, I mean, the singers were not even all gay. Like the performers that they had.
Right.
You know, you have like, I think it was Jody Watley. And it was Cyndi Lauper. You know, but they're big supporters.
Proponents. Yeah.
Right.
So, why can't everyone just be supportive?
Why can't we just be supportive, Jerry?
I know.
Yeah.
Did you do the bodybuilding?
I would not have done well.
Could try.
I could have done it, but...
I would have supported you.
You would? Well, thank you, Jerry. Yeah. I'll reconsider. Maybe I'll do it next time. Thank you.
So we have... St. Patrick's Day is actually interesting holiday. It is on the 17th. It's actually a religious celebration.
Yes.
What day of the week is that this year?
Sunday, I believe.
Oh.
Yeah. This is, it's from a missionary, the whole thing. Patrick was a 5th century missionary and a bishop in Ireland.
And the inventor of the Shamrock Shake, Jerry. Did you know that? I know you were thinking Wendy.
Yes.
He's a missionary.
I wonder where you were going with that.
Oh, come on.
Give me some credit. Where I thought you were going.
A missionary
I'm doing
man.
That next year.
There we go.
Next year, I'm definitely saying that, though.
And I thought it was interesting that, like, Mardi Gras actually came from, like, religious traditions, too, which these are big drinking, partying holidays.
Oh, yeah. And huge.
Yeah, so that's March 5th.
But you know what's the best thing about St. Patrick's Day is that it's easier to find Green River. Mm-hmm. The lime soda. Like,
it's
during the year, if you want it, you really have to... You don't like Green River?
Not really. Oh. I mean...
I've never had it. I don't think I've ever had it.
Guys. We should get you some this year. Okay. You share with us all the time. It's good. It's just now as an adult, it's super sweet.
Yes, it is.
And, yes, it is. You know, my kids didn't grow up with it. And when I saw it, it comes out on St. Patrick's Day. It's like, guys, you got to try it. It's green soda.
But it's out all year. You just don't see it until St. Patrick's Day. But you can, you have to search for it the rest of the year. But during March,
is it green apple or what?
No,
lime.
And it's made here in Chicago, I want to say. I'm pretty sure. Sure, and I don't mean to diss them because I've had it for many years, but as a a mature older woman now,
Mrs. Robinson,
it's really sweet for me.
It is it is absolutely agree 100%. It looks so festive. It's bright
pretty
green color.
Okay,
and it's got that lime taste that I love so much. But there are other parts of the year when I crave it, I can't find it. In March, if you walk down the street, you're gonna bump into some. Somebody will have some.
Oh, okay, great. Like cream? Is it like cream soda?
No.
No,
it's lime.
All right, got it.
Yeah, it's lime. It's lime
and a lot more lime.
Yeah,
and
sweet
I like to squeeze
lime,
lime
and
in it.
Sugar.
Yes. Oh.
Did you squeeze a lime in it?
Yeah, put a little extra lime in there.
I used to go out on St. Patrick's Day all the time, and now being the mature older woman that I am.
Yes.
I stay home and make corned beef and cabbage because I love that.
Yeah.
Right. It's just here with the family, go have a few beers. There's some neighborhood. I live in LaGrange, Palmer Place. They have big celebrations.
Wendy drives snakes from the land.
Yes, I do.
She has a staff, and she makes all the snakes go away.
Oh, wow. You have that kind of power.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's been doing that for years.
Wow.
Staff of one. Really not a very big staff.
Yeah, I mean, it's such a crazy holiday.
Yeah.
And so Mardi Gras, Fat Tuesday, is March 5th.
Can we say Big Bone, please? Instead of fat,
how about Husky?
Offensive.
Oh,
Husky,
right?
Husky Tuesday, Rubenesque Tuesday, please.
Sure.
All right.
It's originated as a French Catholic tradition with a masked ball in 1867. So there we go.
I wonder if the beads were originally rosaries.
Ooh,
I really wonder.
That is a great question. I don't know the answer to that.
Yeah,
but maybe. But you wouldn't give somebody rosary beads to flash you.
Well, I don't think
maybe
it started with the flashing.
Religion at the time,
right.
And saying,
like here, say the rosary, you need help.
Yeah, because the phrase "skin to win" is not in the Bible at all, Wendy. Not even one mention of that. Zero.
Forgive me, Father, for I work with Bill.
I think it's in the King James Version.
Oh, is there one? Yeah. I stand corrected. It is in the King James Version. Thank you, Rick.
Yeah, no problem.
We also have March Madness.
Yes.
Starts
what
March
month
19th?
Is that in this year?
March 19th.
That's coming up soon.
Yeah.
It's almost time for March Madness.
Who participates in that, be honest, in this room?
I don't.
I watch the tournament.
Do you do the squares?
The brackets.
I don't do. I used to, but I quit because I just don't. I started following only one team, which was my my college, which is the University of Iowa. So that's the only team I really know about. So I don't feel like I'm educated enough.
Yeah,
Eric, I do the same thing with my school, Columbia College, and every year we're out of it before we.
We got a shot this year. We actually got a really good team.
It doesn't do anything for you.
I don't pay any
Jerry,
attention.
Jerry, are you into this at all? The
Well, you know, I've been working with Mark Harmon, so you know.
Oh,
it's
so
all
you
about,
better get
I'm a
used
very
to.
Sportsy gay now. I mean,
a sportsy gay.
But yeah. Mark has this ability, like, you'll just look at him and he'll nod his head and he'll go, "How about UConn?" Just out of nowhere.
I know, and he knows about UConn.
How about UConn?
He likes to quiz me on the air about sports stuff. So I'm like, let's talk about musicals.
How does that, right?
Well, that should be the yin and yang of it.
Yeah. Well, there's definitely a lot of yin and yang in.
Yeah.
All right, we have some concerts and ones tonight. You guys know the big one for tonight? I'm sure you know. No?
Kiss.
You're close. Kiss is coming, but not tonight.
It's a Kiss tribute band called Smooch.
Kiss is tomorrow night. No, it's Fleetwood Mac.
Are they in town?
Maybe you guys would know. It's kind of not been publicized.
I didn't know that.
But United
Wait,
Center.
Wait, it can't be all of them because Lindsey Buckingham is no longer
He's
playing.
Back with them, I think.
Is he? I thought he
I
said
think he
wasn't.
Is.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I thought Neil Finn was doing it from Crowded House. I heard he filled in.
I don't remember
filling in for Lindsey Buckingham.
That's what I heard.
Maybe
that's,
you're right.
I've seen some that where he filled in some of the shows. I don't know if it's this one tonight.
But the other members are intact.
As far as I know.
Oh, wow. That's
Stevie
a good show.
Stevie Nicks. Miss Nicks is going to be there.
I love Fleetwood Mac.
Me too.
Christine McVie.
She's in it.
Yeah.
Mick Fleetwood.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And Harpo. No? Who's the other one? Lindsey Buckingham's number four. There's four members, right?
I don't know who the current roster is. I'm trying to
change in.
All right.
That's a good question, though.
All right.
Yeah. Kisses tomorrow night. The Road
now,
World Tour.
Here's
John McVie. That's who you forgot.
Oh.
Who was the other one?
John McVie.
Oh, I said Christy McVie. Is that?
Her husband.
Oh, it's her husband.
Yeah.
I
think.
All right. Who was the band you just mentioned?
Kiss.
Kiss. All right. Mm-hmm. I had heard a month ago that two members of Kiss were fighting because one of the guy's wives years ago had slept with another guy in the band.
Yeah, I think Ace Frehley left the band, didn't he?
Over this or something else, do you know?
Maybe.
It was Ace Frehley. He
I
was
can't
involved.
Keep up with
this.
These antics with these bands.
Hey, it's rock and roll.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Anything
That's
goes.
That's what happens.
I mean, if we just had a nice solo artist like Elton John, he
right.
can't leave himself.
Right.
That's hard to work with.
You
but.
Bring up a very good point. If you're a solo act, you rarely leave the band.
And guess who I'm super into? March 25th at United Center, Mumford & Sons. I forgot about that.
I love them.
March 25th.
I haven't heard their new album. I just know the first one that was, you know, their debut that was outstanding.
Yeah, they got a lot of play.
But did they change their style a little bit, or is it the same kind of...
I feel like it's the same.
Same?
Yeah, March 29th, I said the wrong day.
And yes, whoever said that Lindsey Buckingham is not with them is correct. They fired Lindsey Buckingham. There's bad blood, and he's saying that they're a cover band right now.
Oh!
He's mad. They're a cover band.
That's right.
So with he that, is because, not...
Just by virtue of him not performing with them, he's saying that they're a cover band.
Yes. The new lineup includes Heartbreakers guitarist Mike Campbell, Crowded House frontman Neil Flynn, as you mentioned, and then Stevie Nicks, Christine McVie, John McVie, and Mick Fleetwood.
That's most of them.
Not
what
Lindsay.
Do you need to not be, to actually still be the band? Like, how many original members to be
this
the
is
band,
a
do you think?
Pretty
think
huge
would,
amount
I
of...
I think that would work.
Yeah.
If
he's
you're
just
at
bitter.
75%,
75?
Then I think you could call that the band.
I think
you?
If there's one surviving member, like, what if everybody else has passed on? Not that they just don't want to do it.
Mm-hmm. Like Queen or something.
Mm. Yeah, I
but
I mean...
Queen has half, right? Queen is now operating on two out of the
two,
four.
Yeah.
Two out of four, okay.
But I think if you're still at 75%, that's good. When if it's one out of the four, I would feel cheated.
Tell that to Leonard Skinner, or who else did I see?
They died.
No, there are some Van Zant that's leading it, and he's kind of the voice of them. I say that's still Leonard Skinner.
If you saw Sha Na Na and it was only Donnie and the other nine
I would want my money
there,
back.
You would ask for your money back.
I would.
Yeah.
Mm.
If it was Bowser, I would say now we got
a
show.
Exactly.
Bowser, that's
so funny. That's pretty good Bowser.
Thank you very much.
I love it when she pulls out these hidden talents.
Does Fleetwood Mac need an opening act, Jerry? Because I know who they could get.
That's about a 5-second opening act, though.
Do you know who I just saw Cher, you know, recently?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Did she look fantastic?
She looked so great. But now Roger's open for her from Chic and all that, so I thought that was really cool.
He's been around doing a lot of stuff.
I liked that nice opening.
Does Cher make fun of the fact that her farewell tour started when I was in third grade? Does she bring that up on stage
at
all?
Yes, she continually does. Makes fun
does
of it.
Does she really?
Does she?
Yeah, it's called, and it was called Here We Go Again tour. So, but yeah,
she's
she
in remarkable shape. She, I don't know, somebody on Facebook was there and put, when she was in that bodysuit that was...
Oh, yeah. I got it on my phone. I'll show
Looking
you.
Looking good, yeah.
You got. I mean, it's pretty amazing.
I have a lot of respect for her.
Pretty cool. Chicago Theater has some good shows coming.
I'm sure
that makes the funniest thing
that
ever.
That makes all the difference to her.
She looks so hot. I have a lot of respect for her.
Am I going to go on stage? I don't know. Does Bill respect me? He does. Then I'll go out on stage.
After all these years. Okay, Chicago Theater has Mariah Carey coming, who
I
still
looks
good.
I have respect for her too, Wendy.
I don't.
I'm on a respect streak.
I don't know. I'm kind
of. Come on.
She's got a beautiful voice, I guess.
She's this new album. Have you heard the new music?
Mm-mm.
It's very like lower register. She's not hitting those screeching notes anymore.
Yeah. She can't. That's harder to do.
Yep.
Is she a tribute band? A cover band?
To herself. Right. That's March 11th at the Chicago Theater. And then my new fave. Okay.
Who?
Casey Musgraves.
Oh, Wendy's too. You guys are
March 25th. We got to go. Do you want to go with me?
She's not really my favorite. That wasn't my new one. Janelle
Monáe.
Yeah, that's my new one.
Oh, I thought it was Casey Musgraves.
No, but I do. I'm telling you, watching the Grammys this year, I hadn't watched in years. I was exposed to new music that I had not been aware of.
Okay.
I knew Casey Musgraves' name, but wow, she's pretty awesome.
Yeah, that was. I love the Grammys this year. That was.
I did too.
How about that? They just brought her out at the Academy Awards as a presenter. When, like in the old days, you had to be involved in movies to be a presenter, but now they kind of diversified it and said we got to reach out and get other people.
And so, Venus or Serena, I don't know who it was.
She was there.
No one's correcting me, so evidently no one else knows. So,
Serena.
It was Williams. Serena.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
she was a presenter.
Yeah, so, yeah, I love the Grammys. I loved Brandi Carlile. Just like, blew it out of the roof, and some people didn't know about her.
So you will attend that show, and if I know you, you will probably get backstage and take a photo or two with her.
If I can get her. She's been pesky. I've tried her before all the Grammy stuff, so that's the... You know, if I wasn't getting her before,
now,
it's going to be even harder now.
She's more famous.
But she's very,
powerful.
Like, support. You know, in the country music world, there's not a lot of supporters for LGBT community, so she's a rarity and has mentioned that a lot.
But tell him Bill respects her.
I was just going to say that. She has my respect.
Good.
And mention some of the other people like Cher that I also respect, so she realizes this.
She knows what kind of company she's in.
Maybe we can get her in here. You never know.
Bring her in.
Yeah.
I'd love to meet her.
Yeah.
I would tell her I respect her, Wendy. I want to clear up if there's a performer out there who's like, I don't know if he does. I'll prove it. I do.
Right.
All right.
There we go. This weekend, I'm going to the Kashan at Kashan 555.
I've been there. Dane Neal set me up. I was a judge one year.
Oh.
It was really good. It's just great food and
what
drink and things.
Yeah, so it's this Sunday, March 3rd. Chefs from like all over the city are doing a whole 200-pound heritage breed pig. So they make all these different kind of dishes with it. Maximum of six different dishes.
It's what does Cochon mean? Is that the just the name of the venue or the what is that?
Cochon. I can't remember what it means.
Yeah, I tried to like. I just wanted to be able to say it right.
And the 555 refers to.
I guess I part of the pig. We should have brought the. I should have brought the rep in. She probably would have brought us some bacon.
Oh, I respect bacon.
This is at Morgan Manufacturing.
That's a cool place.
That's a really cool place. I'll get more info about it next year. This is like my second year going.
Oh, that's fine. That sounds big. Sounds good.
Yep.
All right, what else have
it
you?
Means cochon is pig in French.
There we go.
Yeah.
How did you not know? You speak French.
Because I only know a few words. I took like 3 years of it. You'd think I'd know more, but it was high school French. So
that's a word you would need. Like if you went to Paris, what if a pig was running at you?
I just needed
know what to do.
Como talibu. There you go.
I know how to say toilet paper. That was really the only thing I need. And fromage is cheese.
Yeah.
There you go.
Chien is dog.
Fromage papel is cheese paper.
Papier.
Papier.
I don't respect you.
I'm all right with that. I don't expect it. I haven't earned it. What else, Jerry? I'm sorry.
We got C2E2 coming.
Yes.
Are you 2 weeks.
You're excited.
It's already 2 weeks?
Is it 2 weeks from today or 3 weeks
March
from today?
March 22nd to the 24th.
Oh, all right, 3 weeks.
We got a little time.
3 weeks.
The McCormick place. Yeah. I'm excited about it.
Paul Rudd will be there.
Uh-huh.
Alicia Silverstone will be there.
Yes.
Alicia. Right?
Alicia Silverstone.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Do you respect her?
I do.
Stacey Dash.
I do.
I don't know who that is.
She will not be there.
I was going to say, do you know respect her?
You know, that's what I'm asking.
I don't know who that is.
Stacey Dash?
I'm in the dark.
Her friend who became extremely right-wing in recent years.
Very outspoken.
Very.
Did a lot of Fox News interviews.
Yes.
So Dion will not be at the Clueless
reunion.
She
will not be there.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's Paul Rudd and Alicia and The Scrub.
Paul Rudd doesn't do a lot of these.
No, and he sold out really quick.
Yeah. Originally he was just going to be in Friday, but now they've upped it to Friday and Saturday.
Exactly.
So
been keeping up.
So that's their goal is to get some of the cast back from.
Yeah, they're doing like little photos and I'm scheduled to go.
Clueless.
I'm excited.
What is it?
Clueless.
Yeah, Clueless. Right.
Clueless. Are you going to dress up? Maybe go down there.
Yeah, I will dress like the dad, like Dan Hedaya.
Okay.
How come he's not going to be there? He should be there. The dad should be there.
They should have got the whole huge... I mean, when are you going to ever get that cast together again? That's what I feel like.
They also have a bunch of key members from... I don't know. Do you watch The Blacklist at all? You guys ever watch that?
I did, yes.
A bunch of the cast members of The Blacklist will also be there.
Okay. That show is outstanding.
Yeah, I like that show.
Oh, the old Svengoolie.
I respect it.
That's, I mean, it's just a fun place to dress up and walk around the vent, you know, all the vendor booths and all that. So. Yep.
Some kids were dressed like you last year, Wendy. It was really fun.
I don't respect them either. Shame on them. They should be grounded.
You should go because it's The Blacklist people, and if James Spader's not there, you could probably get in and tell him you're James Spader.
I do look like James Spader without makeup, but I don't go out in public without makeup.
All right.
I have fun at C2E2. I like it there.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
We have the Polar Plunge. You guys know about that?
God, please be careful, people. You can... It's not good to jump into cold weather water.
Right.
It really isn't.
This is 19th annual.
That's why they don't ask you to MC this event, Wendy. Because you always throw out a word of warning and people go, oh, I never thought about that.
It is a fundraiser for Special Olympics. So
I know, but it's so... I don't even like swimming in an unheated pool. I just don't. It's so cold, you know, when you jump in a pool. This is frigid.
I'm one of those. No desire. No desire. None? I've covered that event several times.
Mm-hmm. It looks shivery cold.
Oh, man.
Shivery cold.
I know a lot of people wear, like, the suits, the...
Oh, right.
Scuba suits and stuff.
Yes.
But still.
Yeah. Most don't. Most
really?
Will just, run in there in swimsuit. Jimmy Fallon, he did it in a suit.
That's right.
I was there for that
a couple years ago.
Yeah.
Gaga came.
Yeah.
When Gaga jumped in.
Yeah.
Jerry, give us one more, and then
oh my God, we're out of town.
Sad news from the world of Hollywood.
What?
We have lost somebody important.
Jerry,
just one more.
Well, I don't know how to follow that. The Flower and Garden Show is at Navy Pier, March 20th through 24th, and me and Eric were down there last year.
Yeah, remember? Eating bugs.
We were eating bugs and planting plants.
Mm-hmm. Visit me this year. I have a mulch kiosk. I would like you guys to come by and say hello.
Perfect. Okay.
I respect that.
How does it smell?
Thank you, Eric.
Mulchy.
It's not the smell. I'm not going to tell you that the smell is pleasant because it is not. But all mulch, 10% off while supplies last.
All right.
Tom Hush is filling in for Jasmine today as producer, and he has passed along some sad news. Tom, please tell everybody who we have lost.
We have just lost Katherine Helmond from Who's the Boss?
And Soap.
Yep.
Yep.
89 years old.
The redhead.
Yep.
I saw her at Drury Lane. She did a show there.
Did she?
Recently?
This is a long time ago.
She was also in the movie Brazil. There's a scene where she's getting plastic surgery and they take those potato chip clips and they move her face all the way back. It's a very painful scene to watch.
She was in a lot of Terry Gilliam movies.
Yeah.